This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I normally hear Alan and myself, but today you're going to hear myself still. Sorry about it. And Nate, who we got to know, and you'll get to know if you missed the show and you listen to the podcast, because you're hanging with me for the next 2 weeks.
Even more sorry about it.
No, I do appreciate it. A little peel behind the curtain, peek behind the curtain. That sounds a little sinister, doesn't it? It sounds very sinister.
I'll take it.
Look, a little peek behind the scenes, maybe. That sounds a bit more above board. So you're actually, we're doing a bi-coastal radio show. You're over east.
I'm in the far north of Queensland, Townsville. It's probably just as hot as WA, maybe a little bit more humid. But it's fun to get involved with something of this stretch.
But you're actually very familiar with WA because you met your lovely partner here.
Yeah.
I used to host trivia nights in Bunners. So, you know, I feel like, you know, you're not completely foreign to our audience.
No. Oh, I love WA. So I've done all kinds of shows and I guess music spots across different parts of the state. So I'm familiar with it. I miss it. I love it. I have to get back in next year to visit, really.
Well, we'll welcome you back as long as you don't do a bad job. And if you do, we know what McGowan does. So, but look, what we do in the podcast is not only we do some bants, and you'll get a little review of the show later on. Some of the best bits. Well, what produced the Bailey deems to be the best bits. It can be quite ego breaking for me. but we also give a letter and clue for Alpha Bucks tomorrow. So tomorrow's letter is E for Echo.
Okay.
I normally make a joke with Alan when it's E for Echo and go, what? feel free to drop that lame joke. And then I'm going to test you on the hardest question. So it gives people a huge advantage. So this is genuine. This is one of them for tomorrow. This is going to be a huge advantage.
Okay.
Name starting with E, a palindrome. Now, do you know what a palindrome is?
I do.
Oh, you do? Smart.
Give me that question one more time.
Okay. Starting with E, name a palindrome. I think you almost just answered it. I think you just answered it.
Did I?
I think you did. Was that an I? I heard.
Yes, it was. Absolutely.
Nailed it. Seamless. Intentive.
No breath of a doubt. I meant that 100%.
Well, yes, that is. I is one and U is one as well. E, W, E.
That's very hard in 30 seconds.
It is. And that's why I'm giving this clue. So a palindrome, Nate, if you want to explain for people, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Okay. So a palindrome is, it reads the same way backwards as it does forwards. So I, as in your eyeball, E-Y-E. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I just realized that this whole time I thought it was a word that ends and starts in the same letter. I didn't realize it had that extra twist on it. So that makes extra hard.
Worth a YouTube. Weird Al Yankovic has like a whole song that is just palindromes.
What?
Yeah. So Google that, YouTube that.
There you go.
And one of the phrases
today
I love is a Toyota's a Toyota. I didn't realize that until I heard this Weird Al Yankovic song. So,
you go. Well, with that said, what is it, 10 o'clock your time? You probably got to go to bed now.
It's almost lunch for me.
Yeah, okay. Well, we've just wrapped up the show and hopefully you'll be back tomorrow. I haven't scared you off, have I?
No, I'm enjoying the sleep anxiety of waking up in the middle of the night thinking that I've missed the show and
Love that. Well, you keep that anxiety going because you've got a couple of weeks of it.
Good times, great vibe.
Hit breakfast with Carly and Nate filling in for Alan today. And we're also joined by the very lovely Justin Hill, host of the streaming service On Listener, who is going to tell us everything Christmas movie related. Good morning, Justin.
Oh, good morning. I'm sitting here in my pajamas and I couldn't think of anything else I'd rather do this morning than talk about Christmas movies with you guys.
You are my kind of person.
Look,
I've already hit the Christmas movies pretty hard. I'm not going to lie. I couldn't wait, especially when Lindsay Lohan was releasing a Christmas movie.
I know. Look, Lindsay, I don't know if many people have heard of the little actress by the name of Lindsay Lohan. I mean, she's made a massive comeback via Netflix with her Christmas movie. It's called Falling for Christmas. I don't know what you thought of it, but some people are saying it's the Christmas present we probably weren't ever meant to get. I mean, it's cheese, but I think that it's so bad it's good. Would you agree?
I agree wholeheartedly. That's the beauty of a Christmas movie. We don't watch them for the plots or the acting.
No.
We watch them for the set design and the cheesy love story.
Exactly. And this one has exactly that. So Lindsay plays the role of a rich heiress who loses her memory on a ski trip. And naturally, she falls in love with the guy that rescues her, that's played by Cord Overstreet from Glee. And there's also a Mean Girls reference in this film as well. So I don't know if you guys remember when the plastic sang Jingle Bell Rock in Mean Girls, and Lindsay belts out a version of the song in this film as well. Oh. So if you're a fan of Mean Girls, then you're going to get a little bit of that in this movie.
Justin, what else can we look forward to as we head into Christmas, mate?
Well, look, I mean, there's so many Christmas movies coming out. And, you know, while Mariah Carey, I believe, is controlling all of this from her headquarters in the North Pole, there is actually one coming out on Apple TV Plus this year with Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
Oh.
Now, it's actually out now. It's called Spirited. And believe it or not, this is the first movie they've ever done together, but they are absolutely hilarious. But if you're wondering what it's about, it's actually a story we already know. So you guys remember that, you know, the age-old A Christmas Carol story by Charles Dickens. So
of course,
it's kind of like a modern take on that. And we've had, you know, other movies like that before. So Scrooged from the 80s, there's been a Muppets version of that. There was one with Jim Carrey. This one's hilarious, where Will plays the ghost of Christmas Present. And what he has to do is try and save Ryan Reynolds' character, who is like the modern day version of Scrooge. A very handsome Scrooge, I might say. But there's a lot of singing, a lot of dancing, and some hilarious jokes. If you liked Elf and those kinds of movies with Will, then you're going to love Spirited as well.
It sounds fantastic. Amazing. I'm pretty much locked in from now until Christmas. Just quickly, Justin, before we wrap it up, any Christmas classics coming onto the streaming services?
Well, I was going to say, I don't know about you guys, but do you know about the movies that are Christmas movies that people had no idea? So you guys know Die Hard is a Christmas movie?
I've heard this debate.
Yeah, there's debate about this, yeah.
And also Gremlins is a Christmas movie?
Yeah, I've heard this. Is it just because of the setting? Yeah.
Just because of the setting. But I'm going to say, hands down, my favorite classic that I like to watch at Christmas time is specifically Home Alone 2, because it's set in New York. It's at Christmas time. So if you want to, you know, you want like a bit of a light, easy watch, you know, and feel very Christmassy, because it's so different for us in Australia. We, you know, we're in our board shorts or outside, which is fun. But if you want to have, you know, kind of like those white Christmas vibes, then I'd highly recommend watching Home Alone 2.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Justin Hill. And you literally have made my holiday plans so much better.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Look, it's my Christmas gift to you. There you go. Just put a bow on it and it's yours.
And Nate, I threatened to get on my soapbox and it wasn't an empty threat. I'm literally standing on it right now.
All right.
Because I heard something yesterday from a girlfriend and it really, really upset me and it didn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
So I've got a lot of single girlfriends that are currently genuinely looking for love. And I'm talking about intelligent, well-meaning, well-put-together women that are being genuine in their quest for love.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, like a lot of people looking for love, they are having to navigate the apps world. And as someone that was lucky enough to meet their partner before having to do that, I thank God every day after hearing their stories.
Yeah.
But there was one story yesterday that my friend was telling me about that I just was so horrified about. So essentially, to set the scene, one of her girlfriends turned 40 recently. And, you know, she has genuinely been looking for someone and wanted to find someone for a couple of years now. So, you know, she didn't think she'd find herself single and 40. So she decided to get on the apps. Now, she hadn't been on the apps for years and years. She tried the traditional way of dating and unfortunately it hasn't been successful for her.
Yeah.
And she was feeling self-conscious about getting back on the apps. And I don't know, she got a bit of a pep talk from some of her friends. She finally made her profile public and bang, she gets a message straight away.
She must have been wrapped.
Well, she was initially yeah, until she read the contents of it. So essentially, it was a guy telling her, "Aren't you too old to be on here?" Now,
you don't do that.
I know. And this has genuinely affected her confidence. She literally took herself off the app straight away. Yeah. It really, really affected her.
Of course.
And when I was chatting to my friend about this, I was obviously horrified for her. And yeah. my friend said, oh, that's nothing. You should see some of the messages I've received. And
okay.
then I can't even share them on air.
Yeah.
I don't have enough beeps. But I
yeah,
was
well,
just...
We've done our compliance training yeah. recently, so.
But, like, in all honesty, I just can't believe that people, and I get it, you think you're talking to a screen, but it goes beyond that screen. And I feel like dating in itself is hard enough.
Yeah.
You're putting yourself out there. I would say 95% of people are genuine in trying to find love. It's those 5% that are just on there to troll people that can really ruin people's confidence. Like, if that was me, I wouldn't have handled it well at all.
100%. And I think everyone needs to remember that it's an even playing field when it comes to dating. There's no one, I think, that has more confidence than someone else. Everyone's vulnerable. Everyone's considering their options. Everyone's trying to meet their needs. So just be kind and don't be a keyboard warrior, especially in that context. Like, no one needs it. It offers nothing.
It literally offers nothing other than tearing someone down, which is a perfect stranger. And, yeah, if you're on the apps, just be kind. It really takes nothing to be kind. And who knows, you might actually meet your soulmate. But if you're going to come in hot and tear someone down, you never know. And that guy has completely blown his chances with her, which, by the way, that is totally his loss.
Yeah, 100%. Jansa WA, if you want to hit me up for some hot tips, 131060. I'll let you know how to be a proper man.
Oh, no, I love that.
Good shout, Carly. Needs to be said, I think.
It does. Needs to be said, guys. There's my PSA done. I'm getting off the soapbox. And we are learning all about you this morning, Nate. We learned that you were a trivia king. Used to run a trivia night in Bunners.
Yep.
Italian heritage.
Prefer Coke over Pepsi, which is really polarizing, it seems.
Yeah, really. And dogs and cats. Obviously, you've come to the dark side and we got you across the line with dogs there. But another thing about you is you're a basketball fan.
I'm a fan of performing in front of crowds, and I did get a chance to host the local basketball game. And, oh boy, technology failed me at the worst time. It was... all right. I was filling in as the game host, and, you know, when you're a fill-in guy, you want to make a good impression, you know? And
Like now,
which I think that's going to go straight down the drain after the end of this story. Quick peek behind the curtain. So it's a very fast-paced setting with the game day crew. Time is essential, especially with basketball.
Yeah.
You got to manage the national anthem. You got to introduce the teams. You got to call the game. There's timeouts and quarter time giveaways and activations. So you need to be on top of time and you need to work really closely with the other staff.
Absolutely.
And my co-host for the day was a guy called Bernie. Great guy, veteran of the game day crew. He's been doing it for decades. Very lovely, very sweet. He's like your grandfather. Anyway, time management is essential. And I was really happy that I'd brought with me my brand new Apple Watch.
Bernie because, would have been out of all sorts. He wouldn't have seen anything that fandangled.
No. So as I'm hosting this basketball game, it's handy because I'm getting notifications and updates without having to look at my phone because it just looks unprofessional, you know, taking your phone out of your pocket. The problem is that day I had downloaded TikTok for work. I'm getting older. I'm not as across the youngins.
For work.
So I know nothing about TikTok. I know very little about the Apple Watch. I had no idea that notifications for TikTok would be relentless and impossible to dismiss on my watch. I had no idea these notifications came in the form of pictures. I had no idea these relentless pictures would be in the form of girls in bikinis and very revealing outfits.
Wow.
And I had no idea how to dismiss this on my phone. And Bernie's glancing over and I am mega creep day one and sweating more than the girls playing on court.
So are you trying to, I don't have an Apple Watch. Is it a swipe away? Is it a tap? Like how do you, is it shake of the fist to the air?
To be honest, I didn't work it out because I was clumsy AF and was just sweating bullets all day.
Wow, I can imagine. That would make me sweat too. I feel like you might have been sweating for different reasons than me, though. Yeah. A little hot under the collar there, mate.
I think I had to enjoy my one time as game day host because I doubt I'll be back.
For the next 2 weeks. So I thought, you know what? Who is this stranger that I have invited onto the airwaves? I need to get you acquainted and quickly with WA. So I'm going to fire off some quick round questions that are going to be very revealing about your personality, okay?
Okay.
I feel like I'm grilling you. What are your intentions with my daughter, first and foremost? all right, let's kick it off with probably the most divisive one. This will genuinely divide the show. Cats or dogs?
Look, I grew up with cats, but my partner is loving dogs and it's very contagious. So I'm going to say dogs.
Right answer in more ways than one. Actually, you know what? I'm going to give you a little correct sound effect for that because... you know, you always have to just agree with your partner if you want a happy life.
Of course.
Morning or night?
Morning.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's definitely good for this job.
Yes.
Coke or Pepsi?
Oh, now this is a big debate I have with my high school mates. I am a Coke guy. The Pepsi for me is, I don't know. Coke hits differently.
No. See, I'm gauging these on whether I agree or not. So that's whether you're right or wrong.
Right.
And by the way, one thing you'll learn is if you agree with me, then you're always right. So stick with me.
Okay, cool.
Sunrise or sunset?
I'm going to say...
And you have lived in WA?
Yeah. WA is gorgeous and has arguably some of the best sunsets in the world. So I'm going to say sunsets.
That is correct. sweet or savoury?
I'm Italian, all of the above. I savoury. If I have to fall off the fence, I'll go savoury.
Good man, good man.
Yeah.
Superman or Batman?
I broke my arm as a kid trying to be Batman, so that was a level of commitment that has been unprecedented. So, look, by a hair, Batman. Okay. It's going to be a fun 2 weeks, Carly.
I was going to say, mate, how old are you? You shouldn't be into any of those.
I literally, maybe we can put this up on our socials, have a Batman bottle. I'm holding it as we speak.
All right, I'm going to finish it on this one because I feel like I've grilled you, but this is going to be probably the hardest question as an Italian man you're ever asked.
Okay.
Pizza or pasta?
Oh, boy, do I hate you. No. No. Because it's so mood dependent, you know.
That's a good one. Okay, you know what? If you can explain your answer, I will let you sit on the fence with this one.
Look, my reasoning for my choice is just based on frequency. So I'm going to go in favour of what I have more often, despite the call I know I'm going to get from Nonna Maria. So let's go pizza.
Okay, I'm going to say correct with that one.
Okay.
Absolutely. Or the actual real right answer, and it was a trick question, is one followed by the other, and doesn't matter which order.
Always.
Always.
Yeah, I would go pasta than pizza.
Oh, okay. Wow, this has taken a turn. But I do feel like I know you a little bit better now. And Nate, I don't know if you're up with the baby name world. Is that kind of something that's in your wheelhouse?
Not particularly. I am a proud, you know, uncle to a niece and nephew, but that's pretty much where my energy stops.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Sure.
Do you like their names?
I do. Yes, okay. I do.
What are their names, can I ask?
Yeah, Ariana, as in Ariana Grande.
Literally?
And, yeah.
After Ariana Grande?
Well, so it's funny because my brother-in-law is half Italian, but his surname is Aussie. So the kids have very Italian names and it ends in a very Aussie kind of downward inflection. So it's awkward, but I like their Christian names.
Oh,
so Ariana and Luciano.
Oh, they're beautiful names.
Yeah.
If I ever have some pale redhead kids, they can't pull those names off. But they're beautiful names. Love it.
Yeah.
Wow. They did well there, actually. But there is a lot in naming a kid, right? It is so... I couldn't imagine the stress. It'd be a lot. Which is why these lists are so good. So basically what they do every year is they gather the data from who's being born, and they look at the registries and they pick the top baby names for that year.
Yeah.
And essentially, you're kind of going to know what's happening in the future when it comes to roll call. So Olivia used to be the most popular, but she has been knocked off her perch. So I'll do the top five for you.
Yeah.
Some of these I agree with. Some of them I'm like, hmm. So number five is Ava.
Okay.
Now, the thing with Ava for me, it's actually a really beautiful name.
Yeah.
But do you know how you associate certain names with certain age groups or people, or you've got a kind of preconceived idea of that name? So Ava to me is a sweet old lady.
Funny you say this, but yeah, continue.
Number four is Isla. And I'm wondering if Isla Fisher had something to do with that.
Right. Okay.
Because I hadn't really heard that name before, Isla Fisher. Number three, Olivia, because she has been knocked off her perch. Which, by the way, I've got a lot of friends that are my age or older named Olivia. So I feel like at some point Olivia went away and she's made a comeback. Number two, Lily, which is just, it's a very safe bet. It's a very sweet name.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a sweet child. I've never met a horrible Lily. But number one has shocked me. For baby names. So number one, the most popular baby name in the last year of babies being born is Sophia.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I don't want to hate on any Sophias, but I don't look at a sweet little newborn baby and think, oh, what a beautiful little Sophia. I think of an older, more sophisticated lady who's traveling through Europe with a cigarette hanging out of her mouth.
See, that was my first thought when hearing these names, because I feel like a lot of them are older women. Like, my grandmother's name was Sophia, and I thought, is this like fashion? Are we going through cycles here? Because mum jeans did a round trip from the 90s, and maybe we're a couple of years away from Beryl, Gladys and Blanche making this list.
Oh, so. Wow. Actually, not a bad idea. So next year we're calling it Blanche.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually,
131060. What's your grandmother's name? It'll top the list.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.